check of news you need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg morgen op na 18, Johannesburg en Mbombela 17 graden.
In the traffic, still queuing traffic in Pretoria, the N1 southbound from Linwood Road down through Rigel Avenue, N14 past Freedom Park is queuing. There's a massive accident on the N4 near Belfast. Stretch of that highway has been closed as they clear that up. It's been there for hours now. And Kaylee, thank you for the message. Heavy mist in Schoemanskloof from the start up to Bambi and the Lydenburg turnoff. Please look after yourself if you're on the roads this weekend.
In your sport headlines, Luandre Pretorius and Dievold Brevis win big at the Titans Awards, and John Plumtree says that having 15 box doesn't guarantee a victory.
Die polisie in die Oos-Kaap het pas bevestig dat 'n 54-jarige man in hegtenis geneem is vir die moord op 'n student aan die Walter Sisulu Universiteit se Mthatha kampus. Die verdagte is vanmiddag in hegtenis geneem, maar sy identiteit word weerhou van die media om die saak se integriteit te behou, so sê die polisie. Die Mthatha kampus is intussen ook gesluit en studente het tot môre om hulle kamers te ontruim. Dit volg nou na nog betogings vandag waar studente met rubberkoels uiteengejaag is. Dan verskuif ons die aandag nou in Mpumalanga en daardie ongeluk waarvan ons al die hele dag praat. Verkeersowerhede is steeds besig om die ongeluksoneel op die N4 tussen Belfast en Mashadu dorp op te ruim. 5 mense is dood en 3 is beseer tydens 'n kop-aan-kop botsing. Jack Rand FM het met 'n motoris daar Nomfusi Globosi sê gepraat. Sy sit al twee raf in die verkeer.
We're still standing still. No movement. It's raining. It's misty, it's cold. I'm frustrated because I need food, I need coffee.
Intussen sê die polisie in Johannesburg, dis nog te vroeg om te bepaal of 'n skietvoorval in Sefayetown vanoggend bendeverwant was. Die polisie woordvoerder Mavela Masondo het aan die SAK gesê die 60-jarige bestuurder het kinders by die skool op en afgelaai vir 'n lewe, maar hy is doodgeskiet nadat hy die kinders vanoggend by die skool afgelaai het.
We've got our anti-gang unit that is operating in this area. They are conducting patrols day and night. The preliminary investigation suggests that the suspects were on foot, so they were just standing here at the stop sign.
Die bestuurder is geïdentifiseer as Claude Matthews. Sy sister Lucia het kort na die voorval met die SRK gepraat.
This morning, 7:30, my husband got a phone call from a friend of us to say there's gunshots going down. At 5 minutes after it, she phoned back. She was looking for me, and my husband answered, and she said that my brother was shot. Claude Matthews, he was a no gangster guy. He was serving the community for almost 30 years.
Dan na ander kwessies, die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdienst sê daar is môre en saterdag 'n 30% kans op reën in Gauteng. Die Vrystaat en Noordwes voorspeller daar, Tokelo Chowane, sê die nat weer kan oorstromings en reisvertragings veroorsaak terwyl mense voorberei vir die Paasnaweek.
A surface trough supported by an upper air trough is going to be situated over the western interior on Sunday the 20th of April. It will result in isolated to scattered showers and thunder showers over the western interior, the southern parts as well as the southeastern parts. These weather conditions will persist up until Monday the 21st of April 2025.
Pretoria môre op na 18 en Johannesburg 17, Mbombela 17 en Skukuza 22, Polokwane op na 20, Messina 25 en dan Mahikeng 20, Rustenburg bereik maksimum van 18. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 7.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
Matige weer oor groot gedeeltes van die land, maar dit is vier warm hier in die studio because Rob Bobs is ready for Rob's Mix on a Thursday.
You ready to get in the mood for the weekend?
Woo!
Rob's Mix on Jacaranda FM.